It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Friday, USDA released their March cattle on feed report. This report, of course, gives us an idea of how many cattle are in our feedlots at the beginning of the month, how many were placed during the preceding month, and what marketing was for the preceding month. We'll talk about the numbers for this report after this break.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the March cattle on feed report was released on Friday, and as expected, it was just a little bit negative to the cattle markets. Now, taking a look at the numbers, they really weren't terrible, but it is showing a little bit of a switch in dynamics. On feed came in at it was expected to come in at 99% of a year ago. It came in at 100%, so 1% above expectations. Placements were expected at 100%. It came in at 104, so 4% above expectations. Marketings was expected to be at 93%, and that's where they came in. Now, the on-feed number, of course, because we placed more cattle, we're seeing more cattle in the feedlots. Placements were up mainly because producers just pulled cattle ahead. Instead of marketing their calves in March or April because of the higher prices, a lot of producers sold in February, as February sales were up about 22% year over year. And what this is going to do now is going to, you know, be a little bit negative on the feeder cattle market for the short term, mainly because the cattle are in the feedlots and the demand is going to slow down a little bit. But it's going to create a little bit of a hole further down in that March and April time frame. Feeder cattle aren't going to be there, and that's going to support the market on the long term. On the fat cattle side, it's going to kind of do kind of the same, where we're going to see maybe a little bit of support in the front month, as we're not going to see very many cattle marketed, but marketings are going to pick up in the deferred contracts. So it's going to be a little bit negative to live cattle, maybe in the September-October timeframe when more calves will be finished. Overall, though, we have tight supplies. The cattle numbers aren't going to be there. This really just shows a displacement of marketings more than anything else. It still doesn't show that there's more cattle coming into the lot. So overall, the report was a little bit negative on the short term, but long term, the cattle market still looked friendly as supplies continue to be tight, and it doesn't look like there's anything on the horizon that is going to change that.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.